This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guest is one of the top youth inspirational speakers in the world, former college basketball player Kevin Atlas, whose Believe in You video series is breaking down barriers, creating hope, and changing lives.
Born with one arm, I've spent my life overcoming adversity.
Once I realized there was nothing wrong with me, I was able to find purpose. I was able to truly live my own life. Over the past year, I traveled the country to discover if other people face similar challenges in their life.
These are the stories of real people who've taken their weaknesses and made them strengths.
Kevin Atlas, formerly known as Kevin Lau when he was playing basketball at Amador Valley High School in Pleasanton, California, became the first person with only one arm to earn a Division I college basketball scholarship in 2009 to Manhattan College. The 29-year-old Atlas has had to overcome many challenges along the way. Doctors say he was born without a left hand because his umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck when he was in his mother's womb, and that stunted the development of the arm. His father died when Kevin was 10 years old. He broke his leg his senior year of high school basketball, and his mom passed away a year ago. Throughout all of that, he has much to look forward to, and this year teamed up with Varsity Brands to help his mission to help educate students and faculty about the incredible power of believing in yourself. Kevin Atlas joins us from Sacramento, California, on this edition of Sports Jam.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a very exciting time for you. Not only are you involved with your whole motivational tour, your Believe in You challenge, being teamed up with Varsity Brands, but you're getting married soon.
Yeah, very exciting. You got about 10 days or something like that pretty soon.
Do you want to tell us anything about the special lady in your life?
Oh, yeah. Brooke's awesome. She's just incredible in every way. And we met at my cousin's wedding. I ran the ceremony, and they went to dental school together. So we met there and hit it off pretty quickly. So I'm very excited for a wedding coming up. We're going out to Cabo, doing a destination with family and friends, and staying out there for a honeymoon. So very excited. Just got to figure out where to put the ring. Because I'm missing my left hand, so I'm just kidding. That's a bad joke.
You have a great sense of humor, and you have carried it through. I've heard some of your motivational speeches, and what's exciting is that when you hear kids, they respond to you when you give your motivational speeches about your career and about what you're doing now. It's important to make people laugh, too, isn't it?
It really is. It's tough getting through to, like, you know, youth. As far as speaking to adults genuinely want to laugh and want to become better and grow. But when you speak to a bunch of high schoolers at 7 a.m. in the morning who don't want to be there and walk away at 8 a.m. with a standing ovation, that's an art right there. That's some Picasso-level stuff. That's very challenging to get through to them. I think they're the toughest audience in the world, but a worthwhile one to make a difference in.
Many people are familiar with Kevin Atlas's story because he's not only been featured in Sports Illustrated, the New York Times, but he's been on TV, he's been interviewed by people like Larry King. This is all old hat for you now, Kevin. But one thing I want to ask you right off the bat is the word disability. I don't think that's in your vocabulary, is it?
Well, I am a redhead, so that might be a disability. But, it's challenging, being born without a left hand, and technically, my height, I'm over 6'9", 6'11", which is considered legally a giant. Not many people know that, which is probably more of a disability than my arm. I would say that it's in your mind. I honestly truly believe, especially when it comes to basketball, it wasn't the limitations on what I could do or not. It was the limitations on what other coaches and prospects could believe that I could do. I think the disability was from their perspective and their ability to, understand how I played, even at the level I did. That was my true disability, was proving others that I was capable. As far as, not having an arm, if you don't use your shortcomings or perfect imperfections, if you will, as an excuse, if you don't linger on that, because we all have them. I mean, I have ADD and dyslexia. I, had a speech deficiency, became the top youth speaker in the country. If you learn to hone in and own your weaknesses and learn to love them and embrace them, you truthfully do not have any weaknesses. Therefore, therefore you're not disabled, and you're not imperfect in any way.
You know, not only did you become, a college basketball player and you got through the fact that you were born without your left hand, but you've also improved quite a bit as a speaker, as you just mentioned. Where did you get the skills to be able to get through to kids like that? Because just because you had a talent in that end didn't mean that you were necessarily going to be a motivational speaker.
Never saw myself becoming one, to be honest. And truthfully, I don't like calling myself a motivational speaker just because it has a bad rap. More of a life coach, if you will, try to like a warrior for change, if you know that makes sense. And you know, statistically, the worst fear amongst humanity is number one is motivational speaking. Number two is death, which is crazy. People would rather, you know, be in the box at a funeral than give the eulogy, which is like a wild concept. And I was one of them. I would always take an out on a high school presentation, doing the essay as opposed to the class presentation. Never saw myself being able to stand up in front of audiences and you know, help them, just kind of life unfolds in its own way. And you grow as a human in different ways. And I had an opportunity outside of playing college in New York and going to Taiwan and playing out there to play with the Harlem Globetrotters. But almost drawn to a higher calling. I get so much more satisfaction about elevating and helping people than I did even basketball. As much as I love the game, I took a different path. Over time, I got better doing it and helped more and more people. And now I'm looking to partner with everybody out there as listeners with Varsity Brands to make a major national movement.
Before we talk about Varsity Brands, I wanted to let you know, you probably are not aware, but one of the first guests on Sports Jam with someone who you look up to in a couple of ways, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I love Kareem, man. He was my idol as far as basketball goes. He's 7'1", I'm 6'11". All my coaches had their one-arm kid on the team. They wanted me to do the sky hook. He put the nub in someone's face, my half arm in someone's face, and just give him the hook shot. And so I grew up watching a lot of film on Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And I had the opportunity to meet him at a college, had a wonderful experience. He was interested in how I played basketball NCAA level with one hand. He couldn't even perceive it. And my left arm ends about 6 inches below the elbow. And there's these two bones sticking out, which are almost like little daggers. And I was taught from a coach long ago to jam this into people's rib cages. There's nothing in the rule book against nubbing people. So I gave Kareem Abdul-Jabbar a very, very hard nub, and I hurt him pretty bad. I did it harder than I anticipated, and his reaction was the hook shot's got nothing on that thing, man. You keep it up. But it was cool to change the perspective of the all-time leading scorer in the sport, my childhood idol, somebody who, to your point, I look up to physically even, to change his perspective of what can be done on the basketball court. You know, that was a dream. Dream come true.
So playing it rough with Kareem. Now, he's a jazz fan. Do you have any particular music that you enjoy?
More so that I don't. I'm not a big heavy metal guy, but I've been to jazz clubs and I absolutely love it. I, grew up on country and then fell in love with alternative rock to getting into basketball and getting a little bit more into rap and, even kind of dubstep to, to pretty much all different types of music. So very not very picky on those regards.
We're speaking with life coach, role model, and former college basketball player Kevin Atlas. Kevin, let's talk about your teaming up with Varsity Brands. It happened this year. The parent company of BSN Sports, the nation's largest supplier of team sports equipment. Why did you decide to make this commitment?
I tried to go out and save the world by myself in a sense. I played Superman and got my butt kicked. What I mean by that is at a peak, I was in 2015 and in 2016, traveling 170 flights a year. At 29, I've currently been to 49 U.S. states, every continent in the world, but Antarctica. I've been blessed with perspective and travel. And I really tried to help as many people as I could, but it was like throwing a grape in the ocean. So I partnered with Varsity Brands, the only other entity outside of the education itself that has the national reach in high schools and colleges that are in every school in one form or the other. They own BSN Sports, Varsity Spirit, and Herf Jones. Those companies together make this $3 billion juggernaut. and they have 9,000 reps that rep all the schools of the country. So by partnering with them, I have now gained an army to make major lasting change that I couldn't otherwise do by just being a motivational speaker or life coach. The youth is suffering in the U.S. more than any country I see. Depression, anxiety, stress, suicide rates, shootings, you see these numbers skyrocket. It's a plague and it's growing. My intentions are to cure the youth of that by changing what it means to go to high school. If you had a sports team and all the rookies on the team are suicidal, anxious, or depressed, how's your team going to be in 5 years? Is it going to be in 10? Probably pretty bad. How do you think this country's going to be? If we just keep throwing them fidget spinners to deal with their anxiety or give them vapes or we, you know, prescribe them medication because they're depressed, of course they're depressed. High school has become a miserable environment and social media has fed into it. There's a very easy way for us to come together and to provide that love and appreciation to youth, to elevate them to not only like having these kind of struggles in life, not only just to deal with them well, but to thrive, to grow, and to actually enjoy going to high school. Believe it or not, it's possible, and I've seen it.
I want to congratulate you on your Believe in You video series. That was really powerful and really well done.
Thank you so much. It was an awesome collaboration with Varsity Brands and Herc Jones. Those of you out there listening, you can go to believeinyou.com. The series is up for you for free, and it's meant to be played in classrooms all over the country. They're only 10-minute long videos, and we're looking forward to releasing season 2 the fall of this year, followed by season 3 and 4 in the next following years.
I made this series to push you to be the best versions of yourselves possible.
I'm lucky to have the support I have from Bob, from my teammates, from my family and friends.
I believe in you. It's time for you to start believing yourself.
Fantastic. I want to take you to one of your most memorable days. It started off wonderful. It ended up horrible. In January of 2008, you got a visit from President Bush. Later that night, you broke your leg on the court. Can you just summarize that day for us, if it's possible?
Yeah, I mean, I was getting quite a bit of media attention playing basketball with one arm at the level I was playing it at out of the San Francisco area. And my senior year, I did get a call from the White House. I was sitting in my English class, and of course, I, you know, picked up the phone like any, you know, senioritis plagued high schooler would do. But, you know, I picked up the phone and they said it was the White House. I actually hung up on them. I thought it was a prank call. Probably shouldn't have done that. But they called back and explained to me that the President of the United States of America had, you know, seen me in a Sports Illustrated article and wanted to meet me, George W. Bush at the time. And as a high school senior, I was like, yeah, let me pencil him in my schedule. That sounds pretty awesome. You know, about a month later in January, I got to meet him off of Air Force One at San Francisco Airport. Met him for 30, 40 minutes right off the plane, gave me the time of day. What a cool experience for a kid. A kid who didn't make his seventh grade basketball team at 6'4", because basketball was a quote-unquote two-handed sport, is now meeting the president by his senior year because he changed his habits and disciplined himself and really learned to believe in himself, now getting recognized by the most powerful person in the planet at the time for playing basketball with one arm. Pretty phenomenal day. I couldn't believe it. I mean, like, dream come true for a high schooler. Didn't have enough time to stretch or warm up to a high school basketball game that night. Went up to dunk the basketball, landed on my leg wrong, and unfortunately broke it. So you can imagine going to the emergency room of the hospital, watching yourself on every national news station, meeting the President of the United States, but you're sitting in a wheelchair with a broken leg the same day. And I lost my scholarship offers. I didn't even apply to college. I was so certain as a high school senior that I was getting a basketball scholarship. I was pretty devastated. You know, it was all I truly had in life was basketball, and it was taken away from me like a sick joke. Meet the President, break your leg the same day. That's a tough day.
That's a really tough day indeed. Amador Valley High School, where you played your high school, and then you went to Fork Union Military Academy, and that's where Manhattan College got involved in and offered you a Division I scholarship. When you talk about, you know, that whole experience, and you persevered through all of that, you talk about it in your motivational speeches. You were knocked down to the lowest you could get at that point. a lot of kids are dealing with that. A lot of kids are dealing with rejection. They've been bullied. Your message is such a strong one. What do you want to tell our Sports Jam listeners right now about kids who are not getting, you know, that attention that they need, or things are really tough?
I think human beings just naturally want to be loved and appreciated, especially when it comes to high schoolers. High school has become very challenging in the sense that social media has allowed you to bring high school home with you. We're in this habit of comparing our lives against each other, and that has ultimately, you know, caused a bunch of, you know, unhappiness in humanity and whole. When it comes to United States, when it comes to American high schoolers, when it comes to the youth, if you're loved at home, you go to school to learn. If you're not loved at home, you go to school to be loved. And oftenly you're not. It's a judgmental environment that's mostly negative with people who are cruel and mean. And that's the problem. And it's created this like psychological defect where the difference between when you went to high school, when I went to high school, and kids today, the difference is if you had a friend who, you know, became a pro athlete or an actor or a musician and became very successful, wouldn't you be like, man, I knew him, he's so odd. Wouldn't you really like respect and just be like so gratified that you got to meet somebody so great, or you grew up with him, you'd be happy for him. Today, the difference is if one of your friends became successful in that way, you'd become depressed. It's not you. And that is the ultimate, like, devastating thing with the youth today, is that they're pretty egotistical. Me, myself, and I, my grades, my dreams, my stats in sports, you know, how many followers I have on social media, iPad, iPhone. You can hear it if you slow down and listen.
Is there anything that disappointed you about your college career? You would have liked to have got in more games and scored more points, blocked more shots, but you did have 15 blocks.
Yeah, I had a pretty severe shoulder injury in my right shoulder. I was working out a little too hard, and I tore it. And, you know, the big unfortunate part about having the one arm is, you know, when most people break an arm or something, they can compensate with their other one, but I had to continue to use it. So it actually was a couple years out of college that it fully healed. I had three different coaching staffs in the 3 years that I played out in D1. And that, you know, I was begrudging a little bit. I felt, you know, like many athletes, you didn't get the full opportunity to shine the way you want to. That said, I'm so happy in the present that I can't really look in the past and have any regrets.
You're actually a natural lefty. 2013, the documentary came out, Long Shot, the Kevin Lau story, a wonderful documentary put together by Franklin Martin and producer Bill Raftery as well. I know you're extremely proud of that. How about 38,000? You mentioned your social media following, 38,000 followers on Instagram. That's incredible.
Yeah, for someone who doesn't have enough thumbs to run it properly. Sorry, it's a dark sense of humor. Yeah, you know, it's cool to be able to connect with youth in that way, and keep elevating them, not just when I'm at their school or talking to them one-on-one after, to truly just keep in touch through DMs and really your life coach and help, you know, kids to hold on. I can't tell you how many suicide letters I've collected and people I've talked off the ledge. With Varsity Brands, we created this movement called the Believe in You Challenge. And ultimately, what the Believe in You Challenge is a way for everyone out there listening to make the same impact in the schools that I'm currently making. You know, if I talk to any football team across the states at a high school or college, how many times does the band go to their home games? Every one of them? All 4 years if you're a senior? How many times do football players go to a single band concert? And the answer is zero. And in high school, kids want to be appreciated. They're so slow to appreciate others. It's cool to go to football games. It's cool to go to men's basketball games. It's not really cool to go to the other sporting events or the other clubs. How cool would it be if a football team showed up to a band concert and supported them once? That's what the Believe in You Challenge is. Not unlike the Ice Bucket Challenge, we're trying to use social media in a positive light to make it cool supporting each other and appreciating each other's hard work. The high schools that I've seen, that function the best, the companies that I've spoken to that function the best, all have really great spirit. They have great morale. People like to be there because it's a loving and supporting environment. So those of you listening out there, you can attend your community and your high school's events you've never been to before. Bring friends, bring your kids, bring, you know, your wives, bring your husbands, bring family members. Go take a picture. Go, you know, take a video of an event you've never attended before. Hashtag believe in you challenge and be part of a national movement. I've partnered myself with Varsity Brands to make it cool to support each other because everybody deserves that love.
His Instagram is Captain Hook for Life. Kevin Atlas is joining us here on Sports Jam. Kevin, have you decided on maybe putting all this knowledge and power into a book?
October of this year, I am releasing a book called Get in the Game, and it is through Worthy Publishing House, and this is the first time that I've shared that news publicly. So very excited. We are editing it up and finishing this week, and I am excited and very happy about the outcome. I think it'll help quite a few people. So look out for Get in the Game by Kevin Atlas.
We're thrilled that you broke that news here on Sports Jam. I want to ask you one last question because I know you got to run. You're a busy guy. Is there something, first of all, that if you could change in your lifetime to this point, what would it be?
And if I could change anything in my life at a point, what would it be? Other than investing in Bitcoin? I would say that a fool learns from his own mistakes and a wise man learns from others. And from a kid who has now lost both of his parents, celebrating his mom's 1-year anniversary today of losing her, I would say just don't get so distracted with, you know, the bull crap out there. It's so easy to get lost in things that aren't as important. And just truly just always remember to appreciate the people around you and the blessings that you have. That is ultimately the key to happiness. Without happiness, what is the rest worth? You know, so I'm going to encourage everybody out there to tell a loved one that you love them today and you give them a hug and that you appreciate them.
What was the best thing mom ever told you?
Mom gave me this quote, this Bible quote, Philippians 4:13 as a kid. She was, you know, a very Christian, great-hearted woman. And Philippians 4:13 was my birthday voice or verse because I was born on April 13th. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it took me a long time to realize the knowledge she was trying to instill in me, you know, again. And she wasn't wrong. I travel the world and spoken to hundreds of thousands of people. I've made a very positive impact in humanity. And a big part of that is because of her and how she raised me. So I'm very blessed to have had both loving parents influence me with the time that I had with them.
We know that they are so proud of what you have accomplished in just 29 short years, Kevin Atlas, the life coach and former college basketball player who was the first person with one arm to earn a Division I scholarship, as he calls it, his nub. And you are proud of everything that has happened to you, and we're proud of you. And congratulations on the new book, the Believe in You Challenge, the documentary, and your team up with Varsity Brands. It's been an honor to speak with you here on Sports Jam.
The honor is mine. Thank you so much for having me. You're awesome.
Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the podcasts at WBGO.org/SportsJam, or you can find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on the NPR podcast site or on iTunes. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.